You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
Yet he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him, fight for truth. The battle begins now.
I've been preaching about repentance from sin.
That's right. Muhammad was a pedophile who dabbled in cross-dressing and some light necrophilia. You don't know Jesus Christ. You need Jesus. You know, I heard Allah Akbar. I'm waiting for the explosion to fall on next. Does anybody have any kicking going on in their shirts? It concerns me because Islam is the most violent religion that has ever existed. You lie to make your religion sound good. Allah is called the Great Deceiver, and God calls Satan the Great Deceiver. Muhammad couldn't even read or write. Muhammad had sex with a 9-year-old. He married a 6-year-old. But like a gentleman, he waited till she was 9 before he slept with her. But he did thighs with her beforehand. He made her wash his clothes at a semen stage. That's the man you follow. That's the man who you want to emulate. You should emulate Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became flesh to die for our sins. His blood can wash you clean. You don't have to desire children anymore. You don't have to worship a false god. You need the true God. Allah is Satan. Muhammad is the false prophet. Muhammad took Satan's name. And if you don't repent and turn to Jesus Christ, you're going to burn in hell along with your false prophet, Muhammad, who was also a power bottom, who let a bunch of black jinn ride him all night long. Shame on you. You need to go back to Saudi Arabia, get your disgusting, filthy, suicide bombing butts out of America and go back to where you came from. Your religion is nothing more than a political ideology masquerading as religion to take advantage of our religious freedom laws. We will not allow the Islamization of America any longer. Turn or burn. Turn to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Muhammad is dead. Muhammad's in hell. Muhammad can't save you. But
now I'm walking you through some thinking. Okay, go to the next one. So how many of the 963 people were unarmed? How many do you think were unarmed? Here we go. Go to the next slide. So here are the numbers. You said 400.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just a face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God.
Are the people that got killed of 963, how many do you think were black?
600, like maybe Hispanic.
600 black. What would you say?
Probably like 500.
Here we go. This is a thinking class right now. I'm walking you through some thinking. Okay, go to the next one. So how many of the 963 people were unarmed? How many do you think were unarmed? Here we go. Go to the next slide. So here are the numbers. You said 400 were unarmed. You said 500 were unarmed. What do you think about that number?
I'm actually kind of like shocked. I honestly thought like, I'm not saying like the media, like, I don't know. They just made it seem like, you know, the guy was innocent, you know. It's crazy how 517 had a gun. I would think it would be less than that.
So 22 out of 233 black people who police killed in 2016 were unarmed. 22. So that means you have a 0.6 chance in a million of being unarmed, black skin, and killed by the police. If he stays unarmed, you say, bro, listen, despite of how you're dressed, despite of who you are, if you remain unarmed, right, that's the likelihood of you being killed by the police. If you're going to protest like that, but this whole thing is based on police violence against black and brown people. So if you're going to protest, really step out in this way, you got to know what you're protesting. Is it a genocide? So when I see someone holding a sign up that says, stop the genocide of black people, at a protest. And I'm saying, I wouldn't call that a genocide. There's a lot happening here, but that's not what I would call it. It's really important that we know what we're talking about so that we can be confident and have realistic and good conversations.
Clapper.
Please, if you give my details, that basically means I don't have my grounds of arrest, which is code G. If you don't give me your name and address, I have grounds to arrest you. Google it, it's code of practice.
I'm being reasonable with you, sir. Okay. Before I give my details, yeah. I'd just like to ask some questions. Okay.
Is it in relation to this? Assault, or is it
absolutely. That's what
okay. I'm yeah. So before we get to your questions, can I just get your details and then we'll go there?
So what I said before is before I give my details, okay. I'd like to ask you some questions because I don't understand what's happening.
Okay. What yeah. do you need to understand?
Thank you. So you referred to there being a hate crime, right?
Okay. I only have to tell you the allegation. I don't have to tell you
that's
exactly
fine.
What it is.
There's an allegation okay. of a hate crime.
Of an allegation that someone's felt alarm, distress in yeah, okay. a public place.
Public place, okay.
Okay. So, in a public place.
Okay, so someone felt the section is actually harassment,
alarm, and distress.
And distress.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, I have to go find out the
Thank
exact
you.
Facts.
Thank you.
And so on. So you're not giving me an opportunity to do that right now.
No, you keep interrupting when I'm talking. But I allowed you to speak.
You're not.
Yeah. So you finished, or can I speak?
You can speak.
Thank
but,
you. Yeah, so before I give my detail, I just want to understand clearly what's happening.
Okay.
So, sir, so you're saying that someone from the member of the public
yeah.
has called you,
yeah.
saying that they have received harassment, alarm, and distress because of a hate crime. Is that what you're saying?
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to quote them in exact words?
Huh?
Are you trying to quote them in exact
I'm
words?
I'm understanding what's happening.
Okay, let me clarify.
Thank you.
Let me clarify. I have not met the victim.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay, you've not met them.
Like I said,
okay.
I've spoken to them on the phone.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't have to disclose my investigation.
I never said you did. I never
okay.
said you did.
I don't have to disclose the full allegation.
I never said you did, sir.
Right now. I still need to establish the full facts of offences.
That's fine. I just want to know
right
for myself.
Now, right now, there's an allegation.
Yeah.
Based on the current allegation, I am telling you,
yeah.
I am going to go do my investigation.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask one more time. Are yeah. you going to give your name and address?
I am going to give you my details.
Do you have ID with you as well?
I'm going to give you my details.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, sir, what I'm trying to understand
okay.
before I give my details
yeah.
is that, like I was saying, so someone called you reporting harassment, alarm, and just...
So
okay.
let's clarify. Someone's called us.
Okay, wait.
People
so,
called us because they obviously have a reason
wait.
For
so wait, wait.
So I am going
to... One second. I'm speaking.
So, after the recent ban of Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, I have a message to Western countries that still hosts the Brotherhood leaders and members. It's a message from those who know. The Muslim Brotherhood is not just a political movement. It is the ideological mother of some of the deadliest terrorist groups in the modern world. Since its founding, the Brotherhood has been crystal clear about its mission. Not reform, but domination. Not coexistence, but conquest. Throughout its history, violence has followed. In 1948, Brotherhood members assassinated Egyptian Prime Minister Mahmoud al-Nuqrashi. In 1979, their Syrian branch massacred 83 military cadets in the Aleppo Artillery School, targeted simply for belonging to the Alawite minority. In 1982, their uprising in Hama, Syria, triggered a battle that left tens of thousands dead. And in the 90s, Brotherhood ideologies inspired Al-Qaeda and other jihadi groups that carried out attacks across the Middle East and beyond. Yet, despite this bloody history, many Western countries still host Brotherhood leaders, treating them as moderates, allowing them to spread their ideology under the cover of religious freedom. This is a mistake, a deadly mistake. Europe, America, and the free world must understand the Muslim Brotherhood does not respect democracy. They use it until they are strong enough to replace it. Extremists do not come offering peace. They come offering destruction, first for their declared enemies and then for the societies that gave them shelter. If you do not heed the warnings from Egypt, Jordan, Israel, and others who have seen the true face of the Brotherhood, you could be next. God forbid. History has already written the warning. Now, the question is, will you listen? Extremism thrives when good people stay silent.
Finally, there's some more people standing up against the Muslims that are trying to take over Dearborn, Michigan. Watch this.
Noah Mullins, Grand Rapids. Council, I have the privilege of serving as the Turning Point USA chapter president at Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, and I have traveled home tonight to speak with you because of how disturbed I am by recent events in this city. On September 8th, 2025, leaders of this city made their allegiance clear. Osama Sablani is a terrorist sympathizer, full stop. I speak on behalf of Americans everywhere when I say that renaming the corner of Warren Avenue and Chase to honor this individual stands against everything this great country represents. Americans do not stand by silently when Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists slaughter innocent men, women, and children. Neither does Mr. Sablani. But instead of denouncing these terrorist organizations like Americans should, he describes Hamas as freedom fighters and describes the former leader of Hezbollah as a hero. I was born in this city, and I no longer recognize my beloved Dearborn. On September 9th, Mayor Hamoud decided to add insult to injury and rebuke a Dearborn resident who brought to light this very issue. Mayor, know that your rebuke of me will fail to make me yield and that you have revealed your true nature to all of us. As if these two events weren't enough, the city has also decided to not enforce their own noise ordinances by allowing the Islamic call to prayer from local mosques at times as early as 5:30 a.m. Men and women across America are waking up to the state of our city, and all eyes are on Dearborn. I'm a 22-year-old man, but I am willing to give all of myself and even my life to the defense of my land, my people, my Lord, and my future wife and children. My future wife and children deserve to live in a safe and prosperous Metro Detroit like I did growing up. If our region is to continue down the path of Dearborn and Hamtramck, what will become of us? Will our culture be diluted and erased like we are currently witnessing in Europe? The peoples of Europe are the siren call to us here in America. Do not let Islamic culture dominate our own. This is the unfortunate scenario we find ourselves in, but I am proud to be one of the many voices that will warn my fellow countrymen of this impending threat, starting in the city I was born, Dearborn. This city put the world on wheels and helped make the state of Michigan the powerhouse that it is. How then does it fall from such grace? It is because we have let this city be overrun by so-called leaders who don't adhere to the Christian and American values that made the West the greatest society the world has ever known. I will certainly use my voice to defend our way of life, and it shall not be silenced in life or death. In ending, I say to those of you who will slander my character and drag my name through the press for what I have said here tonight, know this. To be Islamophobic is to fear Islam, and I will never fear it. As the great Nathan Hale once said, I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless all of you, our great nation, and our brothers and sisters across the sea in Europe. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more content to help you with your Christian walk, be sure to follow, like, and subscribe.
So many women defend Islam when it literally says in the Quran that a woman's testimony is worth half of a man's? Why promote a religion that lets a man strike his wife? Why are we romanticizing the hijab when women in Iran and Pakistan are getting beaten or killed for taking it off? Serious question though, if a system treats you like property, why are you protecting it? Is it fear? Because questioning Islam can get you disowned or killed? Is it identity? Because walking away means losing your entire family and support system? Or is it like Western feminist hypocrisy where like criticizing Islam is considered racist, even when it's about women's rights? And why do we call something empowering in the West if it's enforced by violence in the East? I'm just asking questions because if a religion makes women second class by design, why are women also the ones trying to recruit other women into it? If you're asking and wondering these same questions, go ahead and follow for more and follow my Substack and YouTube because I go into these things in detail.
living in trash. Oakland PD was called to assess the situation. Officer, I just couldn't believe it. I'm glad you're here, but we just saw a child there. You guys were talking to a child. Is everything okay?
There's people, there's whole families, there's adults, there's juveniles, there's pets.
There are kids living out here?
Yes, there's kids living in RVs.
So why isn't, like, the state called in to get the kids out of here?
I don't have all those answers for you, all right?
Okay.
I appreciate it.
For you, sir? No, but I just want to make, this child's not being abused.
She's reunited with their mother.
Okay, child got lost?
No, she's not. She's with the mom.
Okay. You've got a mom and a child.
How old's your baby?
He is almost a month. Oh, 2 months, actually. You are a month now. Yeah.
And you've been living out here with the baby for how long?
For a minute now. I've been pregnant out here.
All right, so there are children living out here.
There are some children that's living out here.
It's crazy.
Like this young lady, she went into labor. She used to come to one of our shower services because once upon a time last year we did portable shower services.
So you got diapers here, you got bottles, you got tarps.
We went and bought these for her.
Why are there so many kids out here?
If the politicians and the mayor do a little something more than what's being done, then things could change around. Because once upon a time, if they had 12 complaints or more on a property that wasn't being taken care of, Alameda County was supposed to seize that property.
As you can see, I am very tired. And not really too much for him. He's great. It's just this environment is tiring.
How long have you been in Oakland?
Almost 2 years now.
2 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came here to take care of my auntie, and then she, like, I don't know, she, like, kind of bailed out. And then I just been out here.
You couldn't get back home to New Orleans?
I don't want to. I lost everything there, my dad, my big brother. It's not home anymore. So, and I wanted to see more before I die. You know, like, it's so beautiful out here. Y'all, sunsets and sunrises are the most beautiful I've ever seen so far in my travels.
This is, again, another sad state of affairs here in Oakland, California, where you have homeless encampments, RV encampments on pretty much every single corner. This has been just normalized, yet this is a tragedy on America's streets. And the crisis has exploded out of control.
أحببته منذ أن أحسست نبضاته تجتاح.
Capital Police Officer Lady, so it's okay.
Hey, yo, guys,
this, what you're seeing on your screen right now, is not another country. It's America. And this little gathering here of Muslims was in the city of Irving, Texas, where two Sharia law courts are operating and have already ruled on over 300 cases. Now, do you understand how serious this Islam problem is, America? Yes, two Islamic tribunals operate in the United States, functioning as voluntary arbitration panels, applying Sharia law and Sharia principles in civil disputes like divorce and inheritance. This is how it starts. Just like the UK, slow at first. And then boom, it's here. These setups comply with Texas arbitration laws, but according to the Constitution of the United States of America, there is no other law allowed in the land except for the Constitution. And if this wasn't bad enough, the NYPD is teaching people how to wear hijabs. This speaks for itself. It's a soft takeover, one step at a time. And this is how they do it. What are you going to do about it?
Looking for another 100,000 ladies wearing hijabs in the near future as an NYPD.
Yeah, well, they haven't trespassed. Hello, my friends. That seems like nice designer subsidized clothing you have there. Would any of you like to give a comment towards the fact that the final injunction was failed and you're allowed to stay here?
Are you posing as security, my friend, yeah? You're security, yeah? You are security, so where's your badge?
I'm not allowed to.
Officer, you just heard him. You just heard
you're not allowed to.
He's posing security, yes? He's posing security. He hasn't got an SAA badge on display.
That's an arrestable offence, no?
So, of course, the Bell Hotel, the injunction was failed and these people are still allowed to be here. My original arrest actually listed this as their residence, so it's a bit more permanent than a hotel. Of course, these places aren't made for long-term accommodation, so I think that firstly this is the failed project of multiculturalism on display, a barricaded, once nice hotel now being used to exploit the most vulnerable within society, and you now have the improper use of these places to facilitate the mass importation of these foreign criminals.
Is this reminiscent of anything that you've seen in London or in the UK?
Yeah, so I left the UK 10 years ago because I saw this taking over. Unfortunately, I don't believe that Islam is compatible with the West. And as much as they want to assimilate and respect the law of the land, their women are still covered. They still do not have as many rights as Western women. I don't feel safe in these communities if I was walking through there alone. I do feel safe in Poland. The problem is the governments, they don't stand up for the people of the country. So my family were in the UK for generations and we felt abandoned by our government. We felt as if they were protecting the asylum seekers and the migrants over the citizens, the natural born.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultrashore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell InfoWars this year. It was done to help pay a more than $1 billion defamation judgment to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Some of those families supported The Onion's winning bid.
The report you just saw aired on November 15th, 2024 on national NBC News. They said InfoWars was closed. They said we were sold to The Onion, who was backed by Michael Bloomberg and his gun confiscation group. But here we are almost a year later, and we're still on air. They want you to forget about what they did. This has been a long, drawn-out battle. But the website InfoWars.com is just a website. This building is just a building. But we can't keep fighting with our legal bills and more unless you support us. So do it now at TheAlexJonesShow.com and make sure these people lose in the end. But regardless, we're going to keep fighting. Thank you so much. I humbly ask for your support, TheAlexJonesShow.com. But regardless, share the articles, share the videos, share this report, and pray for us because we're all in this together. Thank you so much. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in.
Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Immigration has increased in Europe and the UK. So has the crime rates. So has rapes, murders, molestation of children. It's very dangerous. And unfortunately, their cultures are vastly different to ours. We need to be extremely careful how we tread and integrate Islam into the West, if at all. But personally, I think that it's happening too fast and at such a huge number that we're unable to actually control it. And we should be able to control our countries. These are our countries, first and foremost. Brits founded America. They brought over Western values. They brought the Constitution. The UK doesn't even have the Constitution, unfortunately, at this point. They are governed by the Human Rights Act from the UN, but that does not protect free speech. So really, the only place in the world that Christians are protected and your free speech is protected is America. And that's why I say God bless the Constitution and God bless America. This is the best country in the world.
President Trump, send ICE. Send ICE into Dearborn. These people have overstayed their visas. They're H-1B chain migration invaders. And they have come to this country to destroy our way of life. We know exactly your laws in your book about lying to our faces, pretending to be Americans, wearing your suits. We don't want you here. Want you sure. here. Sure. We don't want you here. I don't want you here. I don't want you here.
That's fine. Sure.
First, America only. God Thank bless you. America. Jesus is king. Jesus right. is
Thank
king.
Thank you.
Jesus is king. Jesus
Thank
is king.
You.
Muslim America wants us to do. They want us to cower. Christians, stand up. Stand tall. America, across this country, rise up just like we did today in Dearborn, in Texas, in Florida, and the rest of the country. Christ is king, boys.
You would think this is the Middle East. You would think. This has to be reversed. You would have never seen this 20, 30 years ago. It's in Italy. I mean, it's imperative we reverse all this. Especially in Europe. This has, in my view, no place in Europe. Europe was built on Christian morals, teachings. If you want to bring Islam into that, you're changing what Europe is fundamentally. Plus, you can't have, this is what people don't understand, you can't have two different groups of people that think differently living in harmony. You can look at, if you want to see how Muslims and Christians interact, look where Muslims and Christians live together. You look at North Africa, there is constant conflict and persecution based on religion. In France, Islamists commit terror attacks, kill people. Same thing in Ireland. There was a man who beheaded two gay guys. It's so foolish, this idea that everyone can live together in harmony. You have to prove that, because there are countless examples out there proving the opposite.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Deporting families after they've resettled here because their country is deemed safe is simply wrong. Could the Home Secretary tell us how the government determines what a safe country is, and will she publish the criteria? And given that she mentioned the DRC earlier, is she really saying it is a safe country over there? And will she also publish all existing returns agreements so that members of this House and indeed the British public can properly scrutinise them? I have done the reading and it's not in the detail.
Home Secretary.
Well, we already do safe country reviews, so we would seek to continue that. They are publicly available in terms of our position on different countries, and in fact mostly pass through secondary legislation in this House. I make no apology for a system that will privilege in the future those who come to this country through a safe and legal route rather than those who pay people smugglers thousands of pounds and end up in the north of France instead. And the point on visa sanctions is related to the fact that many countries do not comply with us when we seek to return people lawfully to their own countries. And this is just one of the tools that we have at our disposal to have compliance with those countries so that they do take their own people back.
Iqbal Mohammed.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Given the UK's historical and ongoing involvement in unlawful military interventions alongside allies such as the United States and Israel, how does the Home Secretary assess the correlation between these foreign policy actions and wars and the displacement of populations resulting in increased numbers of refugees and asylum seekers arriving in the UK? And what steps will her government make toward proactive peace-building initiatives and the restoration of overseas humanitarian aid, which could address the root causes of displacement and reduce the long-term pressures on our asylum system?
Home Secretary.
Well, the government always plays its full part in peace processes wherever we can. We put our shoulder to the wheel on the delicate and diplomatic efforts that are required to bring conflicts to an end. But that is not actually what is relevant for what we're discussing today. We have a broken system today. We have thousands of people stuck in the system today. And we have thousands of people coming on boats through the north of France through reasons that are nothing to do with the British government. But we still fulfil our international obligations, and we will do so going forward as well. But I make no apology for wanting to move to a system where we incentivise safe and legal routes instead.
What's wrong with being 5 foot two, bitch?
I got your face on me, pussy. You're a bitch. I want you to touch me.
Regardez ce qui va se passer.
It was very clear internally, you can't hire white men. Or if you do, there's a lot of friction to hire white men. I'll put it that way. Like, is it impossible? Maybe not. But, you know, sometimes that was explicitly stated. It was certainly very obvious. You have to go out of your way to not hire white guys. And my sons are white guys. So I'm like, what am I doing? I'm building a company. I'm fortifying a future that is going to censor and exclude my sons from employment. Like, this is not the future I want to build. And, you know, as the scales sort of fell from my eyes, and like, I have to admit, like, it was convenient for me to not notice these things. I was getting paid a lot of money, you know, like, so I'm at the top of the list of people who need to reexamine their motives. But as I started really looking at this, I was like, wow, you know, a lot has come out. You know, recently a great book called Apple in China has come out, which is about the role that Apple has played in growing the Chinese economy. It's estimating, you know, possibly $1 trillion has been invested by Apple alone in Chinese manufacturing since 2008. That's a very, very big deal. You know, what's happened to our cities while China's cities have ballooned and with these new skylines? Cut!
House. I pray calamity over this house. No one will steal my child and get away with it. No one will steal my daughters and get away with it. I pray fire over this house. Fire in this street. May calamity come in this street until my children are brought back to their borders. May this street never sleep. May they be dark. I am the mother of Charo. I am the mother of Shaka. Uno, you shall die a painful death. Uno, you shall die.
A public school, but you can put a damn prayer room for the Muslims in the public schools and nobody says anything? You want to talk about hate? You want to talk about bias? That would be a sign of it. Meanwhile, the call to prayer five times a day in neighborhoods. Churches are closing. Can't ring the church bells, but you got the call of prayer. This is not integration. This is replacement. One subsidized apartment at a time. That's what's happening here. Then you go to Dearborn, Michigan. 110,000 people, more than half of them are Middle Eastern descent. Vast majority of them Muslim. The largest mosque in North America. The city council dominated by Muslim officials. They just named a street after a terrorist.
Muhammad was kicked out of Mecca around 622 AD, and he goes to Medina, which was a Jewish city, and the Jews let him in as a Muslim immigrant. He goes into the minority neighborhoods, begins to get a following. His following grows. He gets involved in politics, and he insists that the Jews make a treaty with him. Now he's a political leader. And then he allows his followers to rob caravans headed back to Mecca, and he becomes a military leader. And so within 5 years of Muhammad coming into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. And so it's a three-step process. Come in as an immigrant, go into minority neighborhoods and build a political following and get involved in politics. And then you have random outbreaks of violence that drive out the previous inhabitants of the neighborhood, and they take over neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, country by country. There's a 1,400-year track record to watch this happening. I put it in a book called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. So crime going up is their goal. Why? Because if crime goes up in the big city, pro-family people and pro-small business people leave. Well, they're a higher percentage Republican. Who's left in the city? More people on welfare. They're a higher percentage Democrat. And so when crime goes up, the Democrats get a monopoly on city politics. And in election years, whoever wins the big city wins the state. Whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes. Presidents elected by electoral votes. So this is their goal. They want to go into the cities and have crime go up so that the Republicans leave. If they win that big city, they win the whole state, and then they can take the country.
That we're here for a reason. I don't believe that it's an accident that all Muslims from around the world are here in the United States of America. You Muslims, individuals, I'm talking to each one of you, every one of you, brothers and sisters, to get this, that my responsibility to come here is not just to get a good job, not just to get a profession, not just to make money. Yes, do that. Get a good job, a profession, education, get all of that. But in the back of your mind, it must be to deliver the mission. And we got to spread this message to the American people. That's our job. We, as Muslims, must begin to challenge the status quo. You have to change the laws. She became the first Muslim in New York City, traffic control, wearing full hijab. She set the precedent. Others came after her. Why? Because she challenged the existing law. If you study all the great prophets, they never gave in, but they challenged the status quo. We have to start challenging the status quo. This is your choice. You go there and say, listen, I want a gas station, but I don't want to sell alcohol. Don't make me sell alcohol.
This is applicable only in an Islamic state and not in this country. How do I convince them that it is a universal law?
No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was total darkness, and the light began to change because the Prophet ﷺ in his ummah began to implement step by step and step by step until we had everything.
Aankhein khuli ho ya ho band.
I know you guys come out here to preach, and that's no problem at all. The reason we've been called is we've got a report you sent that the volume of it was a bit loud and it was distressing some of the people on the high street. So we've just been asked to come out and remind you guys to be mindful of the volume. So,
I don't want to speak on my own behalf. These two are witnesses, they've been here the whole time. Has the volume been loud?
No.
Get the one as well. Has it been loud?
No. I think the issue that was raised was there was a couple of words that were mentioned, like suicide and the devil, and they said this was distressing some children that were around. So I think that was the main issue why they called us. And we just wanted to come and make sure everything was all okay. That's why we're here.
Well, I haven't mentioned anything about suicide.
No,
obviously, I mentioned the devil, but like, I haven't mentioned anything. Mm-hmm. As they're saying.
It's obviously someone who just is not wanting the gospel. And I totally understand that. Obviously, when we get called, we have to come out and make sure that nothing like that is happening, and also make sure all members of the public are okay.
I can honestly say, and this young man, he has such a gentle voice and a gentle delivery, a way of tipping over. And, you know, he's been drawn to them. I can assure you that everything is
That's no problem. It was obviously fine as we walked up. We can see there's no issue. And all we'll do is leave him with reminders with the volume at an appropriate level and just be mindful of the topics. And with it being so busy on the high street.
We always make sure the volume is less than the buskers.
Sorry?
We always make sure our volume is less than the buskers.
Yeah. Exactly. That's all I'd ask you to do is just be mindful of it. And that's no problem at all. Is there anything that we can help you with? Are you guys all right?
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
This guy was exercising his right in the United States of America to pray before a baseball game. They decided to do target practice. Thankfully, he lived, he was airlifted, and he...
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're f***ing
bored, come travel tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side.
Taking off.
Percent of 68.3 million, growing at 2.5% annually, significantly higher than the national 0.6%. Over half, 51% as of 2021, are UK born. Concentration is high in major cities. Birmingham, 30%, Bradford, 25%, and London, 15%. Key growth drivers include a younger population, median age 30 versus national 40, and higher fertility rates, 2.9 children per woman versus the national 1.44, accounting for 10 to 12% of all births. Migration contributes about 60% of growth. Muhammad was the most popular boy's name in England and Wales in 2024, over 6,000 with variants. Projections suggest the Muslim population could reach 13 million, 17%, by 2050, with models estimating a 50% share by century's end if current trends persist.
To the Western leaders, your borders are fading. Your disease is being sucked out, and the unity of the Islamic Brotherhood is taking form. The sons of Islam have already pledged that this battle is a battle of either victory or martyrdom. We reject your flags, and the call for jihad has started, and it won't be long before it is you that will be feasted upon.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasound.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
See that? No crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue bare minimum at thealexofstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesworld.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.